First, it's Food Friday, just in time for berry season here in Wisconsin. From blueberries to strawberries to currants and chokeberries, there's a lot in season right now. Maybe you've already gone picking at a farm or foraged for berries in the woods. Maybe you have some growing in your own yard. There's a lot of ways to find and use them, and we'd like to hear yours at 800-642-1234. Do you have a favorite berry in the summertime? Do you like to just eat it, or do you cook or bake with it? What do you do with it? Do you have fond memories of going berry picking, maybe from years ago, maybe from minutes ago? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or you can post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Elena Terry is a member of the Ho-Chunk Nation and the executive chef and founder of Wild Berries, a Madison-based nonprofit working to strengthen tribal communities through food and education. Elena, welcome back to Central Time.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Good to have you back. I just asked our listeners if they've got memories, maybe childhood memories of berry picking. How about you?
Absolutely. I love this season. And there is so much goodness in the woods right now that I've been going out every single day. And it just reminds me of when I was a kid, we would go picking with my grandparents. And it was like you'd get these mosquito bites and you'd get pricked by the thorns, but it was all worth it because at the end of picking, we would get a scoop of ice cream and we'd get to rinse those berries and, like, you know, take a handful and eat it with our ice cream. And it just made it all of the pain disappear.
Yeah, we had a mulberry tree and then raspberries when I was a kid. And yeah, I could make a meal out of those sometimes. And yeah, and now we've got raspberries and I do come in with the battle scars from picking raspberries in the back. Well, let's start with raspberries, because I could see, just at home and around town, a lot of people's berries are coming in. Raspberries are coming in right now. Apart from just straight up eating them, what are some of your favorite things to do with raspberries?
Well, raspberries are so delicate, but they are so flavorful, especially if you get like the one, if you can find a wild patch. But even if not, like the bushes that you have in your backyard, if you planted them, they're just so flavorful. And so I always like to just highlight them as much as possible by like accenting them in things. One of my favorites is a dessert with just wild rice and berries and a little bit of maple syrup. And it just really enhances the freshness and the fruitiness of those berries. So I don't like to mask it too much, but I like to highlight it and accent it with certain dishes.
Yeah, you use the word accent, and you can use a lot of different kind of berries. It sounds like, you know, you don't have to have a huge mass of them. You can make them last longer by just using them as that accent flavor on a dessert or maybe even in an entree.
Yeah, it's wonderful to incorporate the berries into savory dishes as well. Like, I like to use balsamic vinegar with the berries, and it just kind of complements and makes that flavor really come through a lot more. But you could use those with something, say, if you wanted like red meat, you could make a sauce for your like grilled meat out of berries and a vinegar. And that is so amazing. And it's like a perfect complement. And you get to really stretch it because it does take a lot of effort to get a lot of berries. And, you know, you can pick and pick and pick and you look and you have like a quart. And so you want to make sure that those stretch as far as you can.
Now, on the flip side, if you do have an abundance of them, like you said, they don't always last that long, depending on berries. What are some of your favorite ways to, you know, take that harvest today and enjoy it a couple months later?
Well, I definitely like canning, although canning sometimes is a little intimidating to people. It really is not that difficult to do. And it's a wonderful way to be able to enjoy that flavor, like over the holidays, especially if you get like the smaller jelly jars or jam jars and you can can it that way. You can also extend that flavor by, say, steeping it into maple syrup and then refrigerating that, or you can always dehydrate them or just simply freeze them and enjoy them later.
It's Food Friday. We're talking about berries with Elena Terry, executive chef and founder of the group Wild Berries. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Let's bring on a caller now. John is with us in Toma. John, hi.
Hi, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I used to go with my dad. We used to go out Babcock, Wisconsin. Near there, there's a bombing range, aerial gunnery range. And, yeah, we used to go back there and pick and it was kind of fun because it was very interesting. You could count on seeing bombs laying around on the ground, old cement bombs and stuff, and sticking out of the ground, and ammunition laying around, and bullets and stuff laying around on top of the ground.
What kind of berries were you getting there, John? Every
once in a while, you'd see a few bears, too. So bears, it was okay. Always interesting going out there.
But I got to know, what kind of berries were you fighting there, John, amidst all the danger?
Blueberries. Yeah, okay. Blueberries.
Fantastic, John. Thanks a lot. Well, I don't know. Yeah, that doesn't sound like necessarily the ideal landscape for your berry picking. But foraging wild blueberries, Elena, I've had wild blueberries sold to me that I've eaten, and there's something special about those wild harvested blueberries.
They absolutely are. And they're a lot smaller than a cultivated blueberry, but they pack, it's like a sugar cube almost. When you taste it, if you haven't had a fresh wild blueberry and you have an opportunity to try it, I would say do it, because it's so different from, a blueberry that you would get at the store. And they are, it does take a lot of effort, but if you can find a decent patch, then it's like a gold mine.
Is it easy to, plant wild blueberries in your yards? I guess they aren't wild anymore if you do that, but if you wanted that fresh wild flavor, can we do that?
Yeah absolutely. You can get them at the store, you can get organic ones and plant them, and then sometimes it's, there's off years and it takes a little bit for those roots to get established. But if you treat it right, they definitely are just as bountiful and plentiful and not too significantly different than the ones that you get in the wild. And they might be a lot easier to harvest than those would be also.
John, thanks a lot for sharing your story at 800-642-1234. Speaking of blueberries, Elena, you sent along a recipe for us and we've got it up at WPR.org/Food Friday. We've got some blue corn waffles with blueberries and maple syrup. Tell us about this. The blue corn and the blueberries sounds like a great combo.
It's one of our favorite combos. And this is like our Sunday breakfast that we always seem to savor. And it really isn't too difficult. It's substituting out some of your flour for some fine ground blue corn meal. And that corn just seems to complement the flavor of those blueberries. You can use any berry in substitution for the blueberries, although just watch your moisture ratio, because something like a raspberry is going to have a little bit more water content and it might affect, burning on the outside of your waffle when you're making it. But definitely give it a try. I like to, like I said, steep the berries into the flavor. So I like to warm my maple syrup up with just a little bit of butter and then put my fresh berries in there and then put it on top of the waffle. It seems to just enhance the flavor of the natural maple syrup that much more. So that's one of our favorite recipes. Definitely try it if you can.
I want to now. It's up at WPR.org/Food Friday. Well, you told our producer about a berry soup that some of your relatives would eat. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. So berries, they really do represent the sweetness of life and like this wonderful gift it's like nature's candy. And so one of the soups that we would make with my family in South Dakota was wojapi. And it's a pretty common soup that's made out of berries. And, you have thickeners that you add out there. Traditionally, it would have been like a root that would thicken. But here we could use something like amaranth flowers or to make it a little bit thicker of a soup. But it's really just cooking it down and enhancing that sweetness. And it's to celebrate the sweetness that life gives you.
That sounds fantastic. We are talking to Elena Terry on this week's edition of Food Friday. Elena Terry is executive chef and founder of the group Wild Berries. We're talking about the berries that are in season this time of year, and you can join in at 800-642-1234. What are your favorite berries to go out and pick in the wild or maybe in your backyard? What do you like to do with them? Just straight up eat them? Do you bake, cook, drink your berries one way or another? Preserve them? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. You can put pictures up while you're there if you'd like. We'll pick up the conversation, maybe hear from you, coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. It's Food Friday. We're talking about summer berries with Elena Terry, chef and founder of the nonprofit Wild Berries. That's B-E-A-R-I-E-S, working to help tribal communities through food. You can join in at 800-642-1234 with your favorite berries, your favorite ways to cook, eat, drink, preserve them, whatever, or your questions, call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Check out a recipe from Elena, blue corn waffles with blueberries and maple syrup. That's online at WPR.org/Food Friday. We'll go back to your calls now. Maggie is with us in Waukesha. Maggie, hi.
Hi. Yeah, I have a raspberry patch, red raspberry patch in my backyard. And this week I was had gone out and picked some berries, and they were just sitting on my counter. And then I decided, oh, you know, I feel like having making some lemon bars. And so I was whipping up the lemon bars, and I just happened to glance over at the berries still sitting on the counter. And I thought, oh, you know what? I bet you they might be really good in the lemon bars. And, you know, I didn't put in a lot. There was maybe a third to a half a cup of berries that I put in, and it was delicious. The only thing that I will do next time that I do that is I'll probably add maybe a tablespoon of flour into the lemon bars, because they didn't set up quite as much, and I'm sure it's from the juices of the berries. But
fantastic, yes. Maggie. Thank you so much for sharing that. I love it. I did a similar thing with rhubarb earlier this year, but there, Elena, is that, you know, those berries, not a lot of them, a little bit as an accent. That sounds like a great combo.
Yes, and berries love acid, so pairing them up with those lemon bars is amazing. I might say, because flour sometimes has a tendency to leave a different taste, even tossing those berries in, you know, a little bit of cornstarch before you incorporate them would help ease that, the water content. And setting it up a little bit better.
Fantastic. I love that. Thanks a lot for calling in, Maggie, at 800-642-1234. Pam joins us next in Sun Prairie. Pam, hi.
Hey. I've got a blackberry story for you. I actually grew up on a farm in Tennessee, and we would pick wild blackberries all the time. My dad loved them for cobbler or whatever. And, of course, we also raised cows. We had a cow that we had raised as a calf, and we had fed her with a bucket. So when a blackberry picking trip, when we were all out picking blackberries, we kind of put them in a communal bucket as we went.
Uh-oh.
And we had probably like a 5-gallon bucket of berries, but we left them sitting unguarded, of course. And guess what? The cow was in that pasture. The cow came up and ate that almost entire bucket of blackberries. And well, I have never seen my dad so mad in his life. It was funny later, but it was not funny at the time after all that work of picking all those berries.
Well, Pam, I wonder, in the next year or so, did you see the pasture start to bloom with lots of blackberry bushes seeded by your cow there?
I didn't think about that, but that's probably true, too.
Pam, thank you so much. I love that story. Well, Pam's story, though, I mean, not necessarily cows, but a lot of wildlife relies on the berries that grow in the wild or that we plant. I see birds eating our raspberries and our service berries in back. So we're kind of sharing them with our animal friends, too, along the way.
Yeah, and those animals do spread them. And that's how, you know, they get diversified so much. And one of the reason why you watch the birds to see where they're at to find the best patches.
Thanks a lot for that story. I love it. I will go now to Donna with us in Glenwood City. Donna, hi.
Hi there. I was just wondering if you or your guests have any good recipes for cocktails made with berries, in particular, maybe blueberries and raspberries, but whatever.
Donna, thanks a lot for calling in. I've got maybe one or two, but Elena, is this something you've worked on, cocktails with berries directly or in simple syrup form or whatever?
Well, yeah, and one of my favorites is, I'm not too sure if anybody's tried it, is the limoncello from Italy that comes with that wonderful lemony flavor, and even just mashing some raspberries in the bottom of an iced limoncello, I bet would be amazing.
Really simple. I love it. And something I've done, so service berries or June berries, which I could ask you about too, I just found out this year that you can eat them, and so I've been eating them, but also I made simple syrup with those, and I use them in a vodka cocktail with citrus, or mixing them with like a blended whiskey. It's really good. And a theme we keep coming back to here, Elena, is something you said a few minutes ago. Berries go well with acid. So I like them with citrus. We heard the lemon bars there. You mentioned in vinegar sauces for recipes. Berries plus acid, good combo.
Absolutely. One of my favorites. And it just brightens your whole palate up when you try it that way.
Now, how about service berries or June berries? This was a discovery for me, though. I researched people have been eating them here for only thousands of years or so or something. Do you do anything with those?
I haven't worked with them too much. Like we go and pick them and eat them, but they're kind of a unique flavor. You know, just like there's a few of those berries that have a little bit more of a bitter bite from their skin. And so you kind of want to macerate those and add some sweetness to them. So like what you were saying, if you were to make a simple syrup, that's a wonderful way to give that flavor into something else.
It's Food Friday. We are talking about berries with Elena Terry with the nonprofit Wild Berries. She's executive chef there and founder of the group. Before we go back to your calls, let's check in. Last time we talked, Elena, we talked about Wild Berries, again, B-E-A-R-I-E-S. How's that been going this summer? On the one hand, COVID has changed everything. On the other hand, you work with people in a lot of outdoor activities, which is a pretty good thing to do right about now.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, everybody's been affected by the environment right now. And one of the things that we did was we suspended our in-person gatherings and we shifted our focus to support the Indigenous Seed Savers Network. And we have been able to plant some significant gardens and then expand our farm partnerships this year. So we have 7 farm partners that we work with in 4 different states that grow out complete crops for us. And then here in Wisconsin, we have 3 community farms that we're growing out. And the intention is that when these crops come in, we will be able to use the vegetables and then keep the seeds and save those and return them to the Seed Savers Network so that they can distribute them next year. This year, with all of the interest in gardening, we had an unprecedented disbursement of seeds, indigenous seeds, which has been amazing, but we have to do a lot to replenish the seed banks. So we are growing with that intention this year. So we just kind of shifted from being able to prepare the food for the communities to now we're really concentrating on growing for our communities.
Oh, I got a question here asking us to define macerate, which, to be fair, is a word I only know because I do Food Friday all the time. What do we mean by macerating, Elena?
Like by adding sugar and it kind of breaks it down a little bit.
And then you kind of mush it up a little bit with the sugar. That's what I've done it. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you were like to use a mortar and pestle or something like that, or you can even use the back of your fork, it just helps to like chemically break it down. And it takes a little bit of the bite that sometimes berries will have. I mean, there is a definitely, it's not, they're not always sweet. So
right.
That's a good way to make it a little bit more palatable.
Cool. Let's go back to our callers. Roger's with us in Grantsburg. Roger, hi.
How are you doing?
Good. What'd you want to tell us about Roger?
Well, my mom, when I was a kid, my mom used to make a fruit soup, and she'd take all kinds of different raisins and plums and dates and pears and stuff and make it up into a soup. And I don't know how she thickened it. She'd throw in a little bit of orange peel in it for a little bit of zing, and it was kind of thick, but it was just, you'd come home from school and it'd be like, ah, fruit soup, cool.
Yum.
You know, it was I'm sure the sugar content was out of sight, but, you know, we didn't worry about that back then. But we're up around northwestern Wisconsin, up in Grantsburg, and we got Crex Meadows Wildlife Area up here. There's like 35,000 acres of refuge. Well, there's just wild blueberries everywhere, raspberries,
nice.
Blackberries. And you find the places and go pick them before the bears get them.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, I have had that where I was in a big blackberry patch one time picking, and I could hear something, and I'm picking and picking, and pretty soon I move the bushes, and there's this great big black bear standing there looking at me, and I'm looking at him, and we both went opposite ways real fast.
Oh, that's good. Roger, thank you so much for sharing that. Wow. That's got to be a great scene to see that abundant nature just loaded up with the blueberries and raspberries like Roger saw. Do you have you don't have to tell us exactly where they are, Elena, but do you have favorite spots in nature to go foraging?
Absolutely. And there's so many amazing spots in Wisconsin, and it's constantly changing where you can almost chase the harvest and you can make it, you know, last a little longer the more north you go. So I think I might have to find out again where he's at and head that way. No.
Yeah, he can be our guide when we go up and visit.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot for the call. Time for at least one more caller. Sandra is with us in Mount Pleasant. Sandra, hi.
Hi. We're all about pie. Last month we had a strawberry glaze pie where you crush some berries to make the pulp and pour over the fresh big strawberries in our crust. And I have right now a raspberry pie in the oven. Ooh. And next month it'll be blackberry apple pie, which is one of our favorites when we have transparent apples on our trees and blackberries in our patch.
All right. Well, I can swing by after the show, Sandra, to try some of that pie. That sounds fantastic. Elena, do you have any favorite berry pies? I know raspberry pie, blackberry pie, those are going to be my favorites.
Yeah. And then like what you were saying, rhubarb, when you want the counter of the sweet and you add something like, you know, bitter or acidic to it, it always seems to complement it the most. And if you are a little bit intimidated by a pie, because some people are, and yeah, especially in the summertime, a cobbler is a really good alternative. And you can health it up a little bit by adding, you know, whole grains for crust and stuff. So it doesn't have to be, you know, like all sugar and and sweetness. You can justify it a little bit with, by throwing in some of those good whole grains.
Yeah, crisps are my lazy guy dessert to make when I don't feel up to making a pie. Well, Elena, we're just about out of time. Is there another berry on the horizon that you're waiting for to ripen?
Yeah, I can't wait for the choke cherries to come out. And that, you know, a delicious juice. You can dry those and add them to jerky. I mean, choke cherries, look for them when they're ready.
Ooh, fantastic. Elena, thanks so much for joining us again. It's been a lot of fun.
Yes, thank you again for having me. I always enjoy the conversation.
Elena Terry is a member of the Ho-Chunk Nation and executive chef and founder of the Madison-based nonprofit Wild Berries. You can find her recipe for blue corn waffles with blueberries. That's up at WPR.org/Food Friday. You could also find out more about Elena's work at wildberries.org. That's wild, B-E-A-R-I-E-S.org.